Taiwan is holding presidential elections tomorrow, and candidates campaign down to the wire. China considers both Taiwan and Tibet to be part of its territory. The recent unrest in Tibet may have helped the underdog in Taiwan's election. Tomorrow's voting there includes a referendum, and both Washington and Beijing consider it a dangerous move toward formal independence. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Taipei.
Turnaround victory, turnaround victory. The crowds roared at a raucous rally for Frank Hsieh, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party candidate. Hsieh slammed his rival, the opposition Nationalist Party candidate Ma Ying-jeou, for having a U.S. residence permit or green card. My wife and daughter and I have no green cards, he said. Taiwan is our choice. We'll stick with Taiwan even if it becomes a second Tibet. Ma says his green card has expired. Until recently, the race was widely considered his to lose. The Harvard-trained mayor of Taipei has pledged to boost Taiwan's lackluster economy by increasing trade links with the mainland. He's also offered to sign a peace agreement with mainland China. His opponents see this as dangerous. The Tibetans, pointed out Su Zhenchang, Xie's running mate, signed a peace agreement with China in 1951, and just 8 years later, the place was awash in blood after a failed Tibetan uprising. Ma Ying-jeou denied at a press conference that the Tibet issue had hurt his chances.
So far, we haven't found any significant change resulting from the Tibet incident as regards our campaign so far.
Ma has taken a somewhat tougher line on China in recent days, saying that Taiwan's future is solely up to Taiwan's people to decide. He's also focused on the failings of outgoing President Chen Shui-bian. Zhang Huanquan is a businessman who supports Ma. He says that 8 years of Chen in the DPP is enough.
Political parties should trade off stints in power. There should be competition. If you have one party in power for a long time, there are bound to be abuses.
This is only Taiwan's fourth presidential election, but the island has quickly evolved from a one-party dictatorship into a genuine two-party system. Ma Ying-jeou says democracy has become a core Taiwanese value. Taiwan's democracy may not be fully mature, he says, but what we Taiwanese are proud of is that this is the only place where Chinese people have built a relatively complete democracy. This is unprecedented in Chinese people's 5,000 years of history. The ruling party has tied a referendum to tomorrow's vote, proposing that Taiwan join the United Nations as a nation independent from China. It's not likely to pass, but both Beijing and Washington see it as a dangerous provocation. From Beijing's perspective, the riots in Tibet and the referendum in Taiwan are both brazen affronts to its overriding goal of national unity. But to many people in Taiwan, Tibet is a reminder that what's at stake in tomorrow's election is the long-term survival of the island's fledgling democracy. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Taipei.